Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Feeling the comedy coming right now. Oh, holy cow. Yeah, I love May. Doesn't everybody love May? May's a great month, isn't it? Mother's Day. Mamapalooza month, May. May is Mamapalooza. Go to www.mamapalooza.com and check out all the events going on around the world with Mamapalooza. And I know one Mamapalooza event you'll find me out, and that's May 19th at Riverside Pier, Riverside Pier. And I will be emceeing that day. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the festival, Mamapalooza, Moms Who Rock Festival, Sunday, May 19th, 11 to 5 p.m., free, Pier 1 at 70th Street. And you go there, and you're going to check it out because it has so many events going on that day. Mamapalooza celebrates family at their annual music and art-filled festival featuring bands, kids' activities, jamboree, play, crafts, and eco-environmental information, food, vendors, interactive fun, and more fitness demonstrations. 11 a.m. music starts at noon. And there's all kinds of giveaways and, oh, my gosh, bands, vendors, sampling, comedy. Ah, that would be me, your MC, the founder of Momedy. Ah, hot coffee. Oh, boy, who do we got there in the lineup? Mapalooza, well, there's Nancy Lombardo, Meg's Melodies, The Alice Project, Moe's Music Party, Aaron Lee and the Up Past Bedtime Band, the Silly Dilly Band, and more. There's so many more. You know what? There are so many talented people performing there. I am going to have a whole show just for Mamapalooza. So go to www.mamapalooza.com to check it out. And let's get a special blessing out there for the woman who made this happen, Joy Rose. She is amazing. Everything she's done to make this happen around the world. And there's so many great people. Jamboree, Working Mother, Cabbage Cheese. I got to tell you, I fill up on that cheese when I'm there because it's free. And I like cabbage cheese anyway. Natural Awakenings and so many more. So mamapalooza.com. You can get more information also at joy@mamapalooza.com. 1-877-771-MOMS. That's 6667. Easy to remember. So let's move on there. I got Cyanide in the chat room. Yo, Cyanide, great to see you. And Steve Mendoza. Steve, I hope you sent that thing in for that audition. And, we're going to have a surprise guest today, Steve. Sassy is coming on. That's right. You know how I've been trying to get you to do her shows so you can get some tape on yourself. I want you to get out there and do comedy. Do that comedy. Hey, as you know, I'm having a problem here with my allergies. Can you hear that? So let's put on a song while I get a lozenger, please. I gotta get a lozenger. Here comes the song. Let's see where it is. We'll be right back.
mama tumba ka tumba bororoko bom bom na roko pa yeberum mama tumba ka dite bororoko bom bom na roko pa oye mi che mu carrada oye mi tonnada rum mama tumba para ti oye mi ning dabo kuta mi ning che baroka rum mama tumba para ti para ti para ti oye mi rum mama tumba ka dite bororoko bom bom na roko pa oye mi rum mama tumba ka dite bororoko bom bom na roko
Matumba with Lucy Arnaz. That's from her CD, Latin Roots. Pick that up. That's a good Mother's Day gift with Mother's Day coming up. Speaking of I Love May, hey, everybody, thank you for your well wishes on Nancy Get Well, Please. Yeah, I am fighting this thing. It has been a nonstop, but I am not giving it up. Never give up, never give in. Do you guys know what movie that was from? I love that movie. Never give up, never give in. Do you know, Steve? You know? All right. Let's see if you guys can name it. It's a famous thing. Anyway, let's see. What do we have here? You know, let's have a little comedy today. Have a little comedy with Alicia Levy.
Right. You suck.
I'll start. So it was the beginning of March and we were going to the State Fair. He was wearing his burgundy cable knit.
That went with the khakis the dry cleaner gave you by mistake.
Mr. Payne.
Mr. Payne.
Thank you for coming.
That's what. Right. So my sweater had a hole in it.
Big.
Huge.
It's hugely big. He got it as a sister.
But not from her sister.
No, because they're not attracted to each other anymore.
No, that's done.
So she had just gotten a dog.
Shih Tzu.
Oh, it was a corgi.
Shih Tzu corgi, you
believe? It was a shit corgi.
It was aggressive. So we're online at the State Fair waiting to see the butter sculpture.
It was a huge red bow.
Except it was yellow because it was made out of butter. And this one had a little too much to drink.
Well, let's just say I hit the lemonade stand twice. Take that lemonade stand!
So we need to find a restroom fast.
Rapido.
Ching chow.
Mr. Payne.
So we're walking. Funnel cake, balloon.
Ring top. Goldfish.
Connie's freak show.
Bearded lady.
Ferris wheel.
Mommy.
Vomit.
So we're lost. Restroom, nowhere to be found.
And I'm getting antsy.
And we see this woman
standing by the vomit.
And we go to ask her, where's the nearest Johnny on the spot?
Who's Johnny? Where's the spot?
And this one taps her on her bony shoulder and says,
can you direct me to the powder room?
Who's powder?
Where's his room? So she turned around and I was terrified.
Oh, she had these beady eyes.
And her eyelashes were crooked.
And these sideburns.
And her cheekbones were low. And she opened her mustached mouth and said,
what do you think you're doing? I'm trying to watch the kids go down the slide. People with money think they own the world.
It was a little higher than that, actually. It was more like, what do you think you're doing? I'm trying to watch the kids go down the stairs. People with money think they own the world.
Right. But we're forgetting she was toothless. So it was like a,
oh, what do you think you're doing? I'm trying to watch the kids go down the stairs. People with money think they own the world.
That's
cheating.
Oh, what do you think you're doing? I'm trying to watch the kids go down the stairs. I know I'm watching out in the world. It was terrifying.
I saw my life flash before my eyes. She wouldn't let go.
I wouldn't let go. I brought him in the bathroom with me.
Johnny on the spot.
Oh.
And here you all are.
9 months later. For our little Zachary's Hanukkah bris.
L'chaim.
Shalom.
Rabbi.
Alicia Levy. That was fun. Yeah, Malapalooza's coming up, and I'll be there on the Sunday, the 19th, 11 to 5. It's free. Bring the whole family. Funny picture I just got sent in the chat room. Betty Jo Tucker's in the house. Let me see if I can multitask with this head cold. And I love Betty Jo Tucker. She is my loyalist listener. And last week's episode, I went back. Betty Jo was very good and interesting. You know, I'm not used to her speaking, that actress speaking without a Spanish accent. The woman from Will and Grace. Sorry, I'm head cold medicine, and I'm a little spacey today, but I'm drinking my coffee. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, this Tuesday, May 7th. Why is May 7th an important day? I'm trying to remember, May 7th. Anyway, she'll be having Neil Minow, the famous movie mom, for a discussion on her entertaining book, 50 Must-See Movies, Weddings, and her other film books related to 50 Must-See Movies, Mothers, 100 Must-See Movies, Moments, The Movie Mom's Guide to Family Entertainment. A.J. Hockery, the Mad Movie Man, has agreed to co-host for that episode, so don't miss it. 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the lovely and informative Betty Jo Tucker. Hey, Betty Jo, I saw Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter yesterday. I have to say I like it better than the other Lincoln. I'm sorry. I'm one of the few people. All right. Anyway, that was pretty cool. Oh, Betty Jo Tucker's so sweet. George Bettinger, who's not in the house, had a Sunday show yesterday, and it took me forever. I took cold medicine, and I set the alarm to wake up for his show, and, of course, I slept through it and got in the last 5 minutes. But good for George. He's in the news all the time. George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. I finally got it right, Betty Jo. I am so proud. So proud. Betty Jo, I think it's on cable now, Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, you got to see. It's kind of like culty but laughable, I think. Well, I'm not going to sway you. How about that? I'm not going to sway you with that. But Malapalooza is coming up, and let's have some mom comedy. How about that?
Boy? Oh, no. Now I have two men to play the Where Is game with. You know that game where men never know where anything is? You know why men can't find anything? Because they're too busy asking you where it is. It's like I have nothing better to do than to hide all their possessions. Oh, look, my husband's wallet. He'll probably be looking for this soon. He'll never find it here. My son's favorite toy. I know I can listen to him cry for it for hours. I'm evil. And they're always calling out your name, and it's always at the same time. Ma, 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 ma. Nancy. Where is? My uterus isn't a homing device. Leave me alone.
Gotta run.
Gotta hide. Here they come. Oh, no. Where can I go?
No clue where the remote can be.
If you clean, you'll find it beneath me. Let me be. For just a moment, now and then, I need a little privacy to get my thoughts together. Let me be, let me be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let me be. Mommy needs a timeout. Let me be, 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 let me be. Mommy needs a timeout. Let me be, let me be. For just 10 minutes, let's pretend I'm not here. For just 10 minutes, let's pretend I'm not here. Oh no! I left the toilet! Now they'll know that I will soon be free! I need to go for more time, but no more pee! No more pee! Two men calling out my name. It used to be my fantasy. Now it's just a nightmare. Let me see. 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 Mommy needs a smile. Let me see. Let me
from my Momedy show, Momedy, Momedy. Yeah, George Bettinger's in the house, and you know what that means.
Say the secret word, and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo, what is it, Carly, what is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Ruff, ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
I love George Bettinger. I'm going to, on Dreamstream Radio, yes, George, you'll be proud of me. I got it right earlier when I said it. Oh, you're going to be on today at 4 p.m. Well, Monday's a good day to listen to George Bettinger, and Tuesday's the best day to listen to Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Hey, Facebook friend them both. They're both terrific people, and my surprise guest will be calling in shortly. A lot of fun coming up. I love Mother's Day. Oh, if only they'd remember to give me something. That would be even better. And what's going on down here? I gotta I'm gonna have one show that's just gonna be for Mama Palooza, which is coming up. Go to www.mamapalooza.com. It's gonna be terrific. And on the 19th, you'll see me down at Pier 1 on 70th Street on the West Side. It's free bands all day, free stuff for kids to do. Just do it. Hey, I had my friend Joe Mulligan on recently, and I love this little clip he did. I want to play it. Okay, here we go.
Mulligan. Mulligan's an Irish name. You know, Americans, we're funny. You know, I mean, we're all American. We all love being American, but we're all from someplace else. Have you noticed that? And I don't know about other nationalities, but Irish people go nuts when they hear an Irish last name. Thank you for proving my point. I met some guy the other day, but Joe Mulligan. Look at your name, Joe Mulligan. Oh, what a fine Irish name you have. Ah, Joe. Oh, Joe, I see the little pink hearts and the yellow moons and the green clovers, your lucky charms, Joe. Irish spring, I use it too, Joe. It's a manly scent, Joe, a manly scent. Have you been to Ireland, Joe? You haven't? Ah, Joe, go. Joe, go, Joe, where you go, Joe. Find out about your ancestors in Ireland, Joe. Your ancestors, it's according to you, go, Joe, Joe, go, Joe. Which was annoying, because he was from Korea. But I took his advice, and I went to Ireland, and something very interesting I found out about my ancestors. They're dead. So it was a short trip, really. Graveyard, U-turn, airport, pretty much, you know. I had a beer. And a potato. And came back home to my hometown. I am from New York City. Thank you, thank you. I used to live in Manhattan, live in Brooklyn now. I used to live in the tough part of Manhattan, too, over on the west side. I lived in Hell's Kitchen. I was there in the late 70s. That was a nasty neighborhood. It's better now, but 10th Avenue back then. 10th Avenue was the kind of place where they just hated you if you were a stranger. They would just stare at you. I saw this guy one day. Hey, do I know you? So why are you talking to me, huh? Next time you see me, don't talk to me. I said, excuse me, officer. I'll find the post office myself.
Friends, are you a snorer at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons?
Wah, wah.
Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now, back to our show.
Was Steve Mendoza. Thank you, Steve Mendoza. And somebody I've been trying to get you to do her shows. Please do her showcase, Steve. Get some tape on yourself, okay, Steve Mendoza? All right, I think she's in the house. Yes, today's celebrity guest call-in is Sassy. Sassy, are you there?
I am here. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, well, you've got Betty Jo Tucker in the chat room, George Bettinger, Steve Mendoza's show, and Cyanide. He's all the way across the sea somewhere near Amsterdam listening in. And, oh, great. And Sassy is a comedian in New York City. She's been part of the Momedy shows for years and years and years. And I've watched her just rise up. She's just doing all this comedy stuff all over New York City and touring and everything. So you got to check her out. And Sassy, as a comedian, is also a producer, and she's got a great event coming up, which I am part of. Sassy, let's tell us about Spahaha.
Well, we took all the things to do on a Saturday afternoon and combined them into one fantastic day of fun. You can come early at 3:30, and you can have a mini massage, a manicure, a tarot card reading, go shopping, listen to music, hang out with your friends, and then at 6 p.m. we have a fantastic comedy show. It's hosted by Amina Imani and featuring Barbara Singer, the fabulous, of course, you, Nancy Lombardo, who's been on Saturday Night Live and a million other TV shows, myself, Sassy, and Barbara Singer, who is also a fabulous comedian, featured in the Boston Comedy Festival.
And you have some credits, too. Say your credits.
Oh, I was on MTV hosting on Made, the show about turning young comedians into working comedians. And recently I did a commercial for Moms Rising, which is a left-wing Democratic mom group.
That's okay.
And that was really fun. And I've been on Adult Swim Super Deluxe and Nickelodeon. I was on Umizoomi, the kids show, actually, as a clown.
Yay!
Yeah. So.
And that's great. And we also have my listeners also know her because I play her all the time. Our headliner is who?
Jane Condon. And she is just one of the best female comics working today. Besides the other people I mentioned. And she just does fabulous, clean comedy. And she...
Yes, from Last Comic Standing. She was the audience favorite, The View, The Today Show.
Exactly.
She's been everywhere. She's just... this is going to be a great show. And it's called Spahaha because it's a spa from 3 o'clock it opens, right?
3 o'clock we open. We'll actually start the services at 3:30, and we'll
and
go right up.
And they can have beverages there, right?
Well, oh, yes. Well, we can totally get tipsy. It's just going to be
good,
like
because
everything.
The more you drink, the funnier I get.
And the more relaxing your massage is. So,
and it's great. So tell them where it is.
Oh, yes. We're at Broadway Comedy Club. And Broadway is 318 West 53rd Street between 8th and 9th Avenues, and we're actually at the fabulous World Cafe in Broadway Comedy Club, because Broadway has three showrooms. So we are in the World Cafe, so we have plenty of room to spread out while we're enjoying our spa services, and then we still have another fabulous room to do our comedy show in at 6 o'clock.
Wow. So what part does the spa take place in?
The spa will take place in the cafe mostly. We'll probably
the front room, that big front
exactly.
room.
Okay,
exactly.
Okay, exactly. We'll have a few massages in the back, just because to chill out. But then we'll move them out, you know, when we do the comedy show. So it's going to be amazing.
I just want to say that's a spa haha. Saturday, May 11th, the doors open at 3 p.m. It starts at 3:30, and if you go to, I got to get this right, is it www.spahaha, or what's the best way to?
Wait, you can go straight to the Broadway Comedy Club website if you want, broadwaycomedyclub.com, or we have a page on Eventbrite to buy tickets, and that is, if you can.
I got it right here. It's the HTTP, but it's
right.
Spahaha. Could you say www.spahaha2 or?
Sure.
www.spahaha2.eventbrite.com/#, and you get a discount. Whoa!
Exactly. And we love discounts.
And that is terrific. And Sassy, you've been doing comedy for quite a while now.
Quite a while, and you've been one of my favorite and most helpful mentors. I have been doing comedy seriously since 2003.
And she's been touring, and she also, not only that, don't you help comedians who want to start comedy? And tell us about that, what you're doing there.
Sure. I am one of the primary new talent coordinators for Al Martin, and he owns three comedy clubs. He owns Broadway Comedy Club with three showrooms, New York Comedy Club, and the brand-new award-winning Greenwich Village Comedy Club.
I love that little space.
Yes, it's adorable, and they're putting on some really hot shows down there. So I run a school with Al and Chris Murphy, and we teach comedy to newcomers, and we audition. We nurture them, we audition them, and some of them get passed to work on the pro shows in the club. And I have several open mics at all the clubs. And
what's great about your open mics is they're basically free. You might buy a soda or something.
They're totally free.
Totally free.
Totally
and
free.
You don't find that a lot of the open mics want you to pay to perform, and Sassy's isn't like that. And every now and then, I believe, if you're still doing this, you give away a spot to the best comedian of the night.
We'll hook people up occasionally with that. We like them to do our bigger shows,
bigger shows are great because they get a tape out of it, which you need if you want to be booked anywhere. You have to have a tape.
That's right. They get a free tape. I have industry at every show. They get feedback from the industry. We always have a club booker and a TV person at the industry room. So we had the booker of Broadway Comedy Club and Liz Lewis casting at the last one.
Liz Lewis, she's big. She cast all those commercials.
She cast me
like five commercials.
Everything, yeah. And then the kids can win spots in the headliner showroom downstairs.
All right, let's say that website again.
BroadwayComedyClub.com.
And spahaha2.eventbrite if you want .com. If you want the – do you have a Facebook page for Spahaha?
I think we do. If you just go to Facebook, yes, and look up Spahaha, you can get it from my page.
We don't want to leave out Barbara Singer either. You and Barbara Singer are producing this together.
That's right, Barbara Singer. And Barbara Singer has a touring company called Full Metal Mamas.
And you can go to their Facebook page as well.
Yes. If you go to Barbara's page, you can link up to Spahaha, you can link up to Full Metal Mamas. You can find me from her and all kinds of good stuff. Yes, please like all of our pages. That would be fabulous.
go to Sassy, like her. Then go to all of Sassy's pages, then like all of her pages. Then go to Barbara Singer's page and like Barbara Singer. Then go to Full Metal Mamas and like that. Go to Spahaha and like that. Just like them. Chill, shop, laugh. And you. There was other things here. Oh, wait a minute. I got to say this because I'm looking at the flyer. An amazing girls' day out filled with spa services, tarot card readings, topped off with a hilarious comedy show. Are there? What are the other spa services? You said.
So we've got mini massage. And oh, I actually forgot. We have henna tattoos you can get.
Oh,
and
this is like a mom goes wild day.
We'll have some... We'll have some makeup available, so
wow.
You could do a mini makeover, and nails, mini manicures.
Wow.
You just,
now, can men come, or is it only for women?
Men are welcome to come. Men are welcome to come. We're probably going to have a hot male waiter, so.
Wear a bow tie and black pants and no shirt. I'll be there.
Yeah. So men are welcome. It tends to draw mostly females, but come on, the more the merrier. Take your mom.
Definitely.
Take
and
your
you don't
girlfriend.
Have to just you can either if you can't make the spa, you could still come to the show, right?
Totally.
So you could still come to the show and I'm Jane Condon, one of my favorite performers, and Barbara Singer and Sassy are just incredible what they're doing to help, and it really promotes women in show business. And Sassy has really done that a lot with her showcases. She's not prejudiced in that way, just putting up males. She really tries to mentor. I know you really help out a lot of the young comedians starting out by giving them MC positions at some of your open mics and letting them gain experience through that. And I've seen some very funny ladies come up through that.
Yes, I've had a lot of good mentors, including yourself, and I do try to give back. It's a pleasure.
And so tell us about your website, because you're also, if people are looking for comedians, they can go to you. So tell us about your website.
That's right. So I book comedians. I book corporate events. I book private parties. I book shows on the road, and they can go to www.asassypartyperformer.com. And it's Sassy with an I, not Y. So A Sassy Party Performer.
Sassy with an I goes not.
Oh, my theme song, yay.
And Facebook, they're in the chat room now. You can't see there's a chat room that I have going on at the same time next to my switchboard. Cyanide is laughing. Marco Polo, that's our private joke. And Steve Mendoza, who I'm trying to get to do one of your shows because he needs tape. Do you know Steve Mendoza?
Oh, fabulous. I have heard the name, and I can't wait to meet you.
Yeah, I think he's been down there. He's a big guy. He's a chef
okay,
and a big, funny guy. He did my promo.
Yes.
And I want him to do get some tape on himself because he needs that. I keep pushing him out there. Also listening is another radio show, George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop. And George is a comedian who now resides in Florida. If you're ever touring down there, I'm sure he'd love to interview you. George has the Mom and Pop Shop Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. I got it right, George. I got it right. Go to the Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook. Facebook friend him, Sassy. He's a very nice guy.
Okay.
Also, we got Betty Jo Tucker is listening from Movie. And these are all radio shows. You got three radio shows listening. Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And she always has these terrific, terrific guests on that are just – I'm going to cough now. Hold on. I did a great run there, Betty Jo, for a while. I was doing a great run. And then I have a head cold, everyone, but I'm getting through it. So listen to Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, tomorrow at 4 p.m. They are doing little icons and cookies of laughing at me, coughing through my show, these cruel, cruel listeners of mine. Okay, Sassy, let's tell them one more time. Give them the information. Spa Ha Ha. Go.
Okay, yes. Please come to Spa Ha Ha. Get discount tickets at spahaha2.eventbrite.com or go to the Broadway Comedy Club website. And we hope to see you there for a fabulous Mother's Day extravaganza. Thank you so much.
It's going to be, and let's thank Sassy Keegan today because Sassy is our surprise celebrity comedy call-in guest. Congratulations. I'll have it all up on the site later today. And thank you for calling in. Spa Ha Ha, you want to come see me? That's where I'm going to be.
Yay.
Come on. It's going to be great. And there's going to be all kinds of stuff. I'll be bringing my CDs too. Are you going to be having a raffle? Do you know?
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, maybe get some of the people to donate like one CD and have a raffle on
top of it. Yeah, we can raffle off one of my clown parties in a tarot card reading.
Oh, that's an expensive thing to raffle off. I was thinking like, you know, $15, $20. That's, I think a tarot card reading is fine. Don't go crazy, girl. And to find out more about Sassy, where can they go? Tell them one more time.
You can go to www.asassypartyperformer.com, Sassy with an I.
And to check out Barbara Singer, her co-producer, go to Full Metal Mamas or Barbara Singer, and say you heard about them on Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Okay, Sassy, I look forward to being there at Spa Ha Ha.
Yay, thank you so much, everybody.
And thank you for calling in, and shout out to the Broadway Comedy Club, Big Al. All right.
Yay.
Big
All right, have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Great guest, Sassy, great guest. And, yeah, I'd like to promote other comedians. Yay, Steve. Steve, I will be doing some for Dreamstream in the near future. All right, Steve Mendoza is going to finally be doing some stuff. This is great news. How am I doing? How's my voice considering that I've been sick for over a week? This is, like, very painful for me. But anyway, the Mompalooza Festival is great. I want you all to check it out. Joy Rose, go to her website. Go to www.mompalooza.com and check it out. I know, I'm going to go eat some raw garlic now. What am I going to do, you guys? I hate being sick. This is so not me. It's really hard to perform. I feel fine till I start to talk, and then boom, boom, I can't talk. I feel very, very strange. And I hate the coughing part. That really stinks, everybody. That just stinks. I'm thinking it's part of allergy or part whatever. You know me, I hate to get sick. Well, who likes getting sick? Nobody likes to get sick. That's just crazy talk, Nancy. That's just crazy talk. What else is going on? Okay, who do we have there? Cyanide, Marco, Polo. Yeah, allergies are... You're all the way in Florida. It's allergy time all the time in Florida. Betty Jo Tucker, how is it there? No brush fires going in Colorado, are there? Let's see. What's going on? What can I want to give you something today. I know. Let's dedicate to today's busy working woman. How about that, since it's May?
Today's well-dressed working woman is expected to balance her hectic business schedule with her equally busy social itineraries. A Fortune 500 dynamo one moment, a charming corporate hostess the next. In a company-eat-company world, any advantage she can gain over her male peers is important. The office is not the only business battleground. It is well known that many victories take place in the corporate social arena. Today's socially savvy warrior must utilize all her mental and physical resources. It's not enough to just know the proper table etiquette. She must also know the current trends, such as what power colors to wear after six, and who to talk to and who to ignore. She must be alert and on her toes to gain any advantage over her business peers, no matter how unusual the client's request. In some extreme circumstances, she may even be called upon to dance the lambada. When dancing the corporate lambada, there are rules one must follow. Rule 1, make contact with your partner. Rule 2, lead without leading. Remember, a merger is more fun when you have inside information. Rule 3, dance to win. And step and step and hit and hip and clench, headlock and dominate. And sway and glide and sway and influence. Kick back, kick front. Dip in, and power play, power play. Apply negative pressure. Insert positive power. Use leverage, hold tight. Liquidate all night, and feel the crunch. And power lunch, power lunch. Buy low, sell high, sell smarter. You're doing the corporate lambada. Backstab, extort, indict ya. You're doing the executive lambada. Shake in, shake out your chakra. You're doing the Nancy lambada. Arbitrage!
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me. Cray to the Z. You make me. Cray to the Z. No texting at the table. And put away your phone. The voices in my head won't leave me alone. I can write a song about it. I can tell a joke.
Celebrity comedy guest today. And yes, I will try as hard as I can to feel better because I don't like being sick. Not a secret. I just don't like it. I don't like it. Nope. Well, anyway, thank you again.
Yay!
And as I say,
yeah, that's all, folks.
Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. My CD, Color Me Crazy, available on CD Baby. Buy the whole CD or just buy a song. What the heck? It's Mother's Day. Thanks again. Bye-bye.